Do not adjust your radio dial.
Okay, people, listen up.
As mankind marches into the future, the dependence on technology will only increase. Sometimes technology advances faster than understanding. That's where we come in.
You're babbling. You're not making any sense. You're hysterical.
Computer 99 on 850 The Buzz with your host, Amnon Nissan.
His voice has been processed to protect his identity.
And co-host Larry Dye.
Freak, weirdo, freak, freak.
Hello!
Your own personal bodyguards from the Y2K bug. Think of them as your guides to the world of binary digits and random access memory.
That's an air joke.
Computers 99 with Amnon and Larry. They may be geeks.
What did he say?
But at least they know what they're doing.
A 50 The Buzz. Good morning, everybody. You're tuned to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. I'm Amnon, your host for the next 2 hours, along with Jim Duffy this morning.
Good morning, Amnon. How are you?
Jim Duffy of Technos Computer Consulting.
Crowd noise.
And our producer this morning is Molly. Don't let anybody give her a hard time. Our numbers are 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell Self Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Altel cell phone, and these are free calls. Computers 99 is sponsored this morning by Computer Exchange, with two great area locations, one at Crossroad Shopping Center in Cary and in Raleigh in the North Hills Plaza across from North Hills Mall. Also brought to you by Mindspring. And you can call Mindspring at 1-888-M-SPRING or on the World Wide Web at www.mindspring.com. Computers 99, also brought to you this morning by Bell South Mobility, DCS. You can call them at 1-888-327-2001 to get unlimited incoming calls and find out about all their latest deals, and things are changing. This morning, like I said, Larry's not here. Larry's been working hard. So he decided he's going to take vacation. It's not paid vacation, by the way. And Jim was gracious enough to volunteer for the job.
Be stuck. I mean,
yeah.
Fill this huge chair that Larry sits in.
Yeah. You got rid of the little one. You put a big one there.
Larry's listening, going, "I'll kill him."
He said he was sleeping. If he is listening,
he's taping.
He is in trouble.
Hi, it's me, Larry. You could call now. No.
You know what's been going on in the computer world that's really driving everybody crazy?
Y3K.
Oh, no. Price-wise, hurting your pocketbook stuff. Memory.
Going up.
Memory, about a month ago, for 128K, was something around $120, $130. It's up to $340 today.
Taiwan earthquake.
It's made in Korea.
Taiwan earthquake. There's a Taiwan earthquake. Yeah. We can raise prices. There's a Taiwan earthquake.
Exactly. But it was going up before then. But when that earthquake hit, it really...
Taiwan earthquake.
Up. Yeah. It's amazing. Yet people are calling me and say, but I saw it last week advertised in Walmart for $129. And the truth is, people, those big stores like Walmart and CompUSA and Best Buys, whatever, they have long-term contracts buying memory modules from whoever.
Mm-hmm.
And the prices cannot change. I don't care if it goes up to $500. If they have a contract to buy it at $80, that's what they buy it for. And they will not raise their prices because of that, because the rest of the market, they'll still sell it at the same price. So if you can, if you need 64 or 128, call around and find out if any of those big stores have any in stock. I doubt it. And you can still buy it for the cheaper price. Of course, if memory goes down in price, it really takes a dive, then they're hurting.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, this is the second time that I remember in my business that prices went up, and you could go to, last time it was like about, I don't know, almost 10 years ago, went to Sam's and bought it there for real cheap. I mean, I went to Fayetteville and Goldsboro and picked it up because it was cheap. It was half price of what it was other places. We're talking about the one makers, Jim. Remember them?
No.
Yeah. So if you're surprised that prices of PCs are going up, now you know why. Memory. And they said it's still going to go up some more before it comes down. And it will come down. It has to come down.
After the Taiwan earthquake.
After the Taiwan earthquake is no longer an earthquake. After they put cement in the cracks. And
I understand.
Yeah, that's it. 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your old cell phone. You tune to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850, the buzz. Web addiction. We want to talk today about web addiction. Do you think you're addicted? What is it?
I love spiders.
You do?
I got to have spiders. Wrong web.
Wrong web. Yeah, that's down the street, down the hall.
Bad joke too early.
If you find your... Do you think you are addicted to the web? Do you come home or get up in the morning and right away you're on the computer surfing? What time do you go to sleep? Because of the computer. Never mind other extracurriculum.
We're not TV, talking about that. Reading.
No, we're not talking about that.
Oh, just
talking right. About just about surfing the web.
I understand.
Chatting.
Mm-hmm.
Using the computer. Apparently, it is a recognized problem now. I mean, really a recognized problem now. Web addiction. And that's according to... But is it?
What was that name again? Boglum?
Recognized illness, Internet Addiction Disorder, IAD. That's what they call it, IAD. And it says the syndrome includes a wide variety of behavior, including cyber sexual addiction, cyber relationship addiction, and net compulsions, such as online gambling or shopping, according to a paper published by the Student British Medical Journal. So, yeah, I mean, I know people that just get on the web and just sit there for hours and hours. And I used to do that in the early days.
And, you know, and I can just see you lose your connection, call every ISP, you know, dude, man, I'm Jones, and I got to have a 300 baud. You got 300 baud, man, I'll take anything, man. 1,200 is even better, man.
But that didn't work, did it?
No.
What did you use back then?
Oh, jeez. I remember using a 300 baud.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I moved, and I went from 300 baud right to cable modem. It was like, what a change. What a change. Actually, I can't use cable modems because my cable provider doesn't have cable modems yet.
You could, though. Nobody said you couldn't use it. It wouldn't work.
It doesn't work. Yeah. I hook it up and go, wow, look, it doesn't work. Just like my regular modem.
It doesn't. But people have gone, I mean, we know about people who got killed because they met somebody on the internet and went to see them and got in trouble.
Well, that's not good.
Somebody here from North Carolina.
I was out of town that weekend.
Well, no, yeah.
I swore I had nothing to do with it.
Can you make a comment about it?
No,
okay.
I know nothing. Nothing.
And we know about kids running away from home because of running away from them. Somebody sends them a ticket and they go to see those people. We know about people getting a divorce because of the web. So it is a problem. It's definitely a problem, and a lot of people don't recognize it. I don't know about what kind of help is available there, except...
Online psychologists. There's an irony. www.onlinepsychologist.com. I have a problem. I can't get off my computer. Turn off your modem.
Man, I'm jonesing without it. Yeah, that's one way to go. The other way is if you know that your husband or your wife are addicted big time, try to get their internet connection cut off, disrupted. See what happens. I mean, it may get worse, but it may help. It's amazing that I remember when Hannah was growing up, you know, 2, 3, 4, you know, you sit in front of the TV and she watches Mr. Rogers and this and that. And then they were working on the cable and cut it, and it was cut for about 3 weeks. So, but she wants her TV, so you start getting programs, I mean, videotapes.
Bootleg copies of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Education. And it's amazing how your whole perception of TV is gone because, you know, you don't sit there.
That's there.
It's interesting. You do something and you stop and you do other stuff and then you go back to the TV and you watch something else. So it's the same thing probably with the web. It's kind of hard to imagine it when you have a connection all the time there.
A drop connection? I can't imagine that ever happening.
Yep. No, it doesn't. Not to you.
Never.
Not to you.
Never.
No, never. Uh-uh.
Can you say insubordination, boys and girls?
860-0850-STAR-50 on your Bell South Mobile to DCS phone. Founder 50 on your Altel cell phone. I want to hear from the audience. Did you have an experience? Did you know somebody like that who was addicted? Or really, I mean, I know it's hard for people to admit. But there's no shame in that. I was an addict for sure. I mean, I would sit there and surf for the purpose of surfing, not because there was a purpose, you know, you're going after something. Just to be on the web and do stuff.
Gotta have bandwidth.
Gotta have
bandwidth. Hi, my name's Jim, and I'm a web addict. Hi, Jim. We can have like a self-help group, 12-step program. We can all set it up here on Computers 99. This will work for me. This could be a good thing. I'll be your host. Call us. I can help you.
Can they get you online, though?
www.webaddict.com. I bet you there's a site.
There must be, yeah.
I bet you there is.
With a doctor somebody, right?
Go away. You're hooked, man.
Oh. But it can be a real problem, and we're laughing. But I'm sure there are people out there who...
Mm-hmm.
Whose mates or family or even themselves are probably not knowing what to do because they're seeing somebody going down the drain. And it is, because you lose interest in work, you lose interest in social life. It's like you're getting sucked by that monitor. And
you become a programmer. That's what the problem.
Oh, boy. You had to say that, didn't you?
Been there, done that. I know how that works. Hold your calls. We're not taking those kind.
Okay. Fine. Are you using IE5?
Yes, I am. Actually loaded it up about 2-3 weeks ago. Not a problem.
Not a problem?
No, not at all.
Well, it says that somebody found a problem with IE5. It has a hole in it. It's somebody from a Bulgarian hacker.
Ah, Bulgarian hacker.
So here's what's going on. Yeah, we have. It says a noted Bulgarian hacker exposes IE5 download behavior privacy peephole.
A butt plug was not on?
Netscape is unscathed. You may remember the most recent security problem to bite IE5, the import export favorites security hole. Well, now there's an allied incursion, the download behavior privacy people, where the import-export favorite security hole in IE5 opens user system to the danger of unauthorized access to their hard drive. The download behavior privacy people can enable malicious webmasters to read files on the user's hard drive. The problem is when a user downloads a web page using Microsoft IE5, that page can use server-side redirection to execute client code capable of accessing and then returning those files to the web server. So they can see everything that you're doing, if they wanted to. They're talking about malicious. Now, there's a fix. I mean, Microsoft did own up to it and said that, yeah, they know that there is a problem. They didn't fix it yet. Let's see if I have that page.
What's that stuff there in your hand? Oh, paper.
Paper.
I remember that stuff.
Until Microsoft provides a security patch, the only solution to disable active scripting through is through the following steps. And here, people, you that choose it. Within IE5, select the tool pull-down menu and click on Internet Options. Select the Internet Zone and click on the Custom Level button. Look for the scripting heading and then select the Disable setting for active scripting and click OK twice. I'll repeat it later on. I'm sure a lot of people are interested in it. Right now, I need to break away, but we'll be back. Will we?
Oh, most definitely. I'm addicted.
And we'll take your calls right after this, right here on Sports Radio 850. The Buzz. And welcome back to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850. Our number is 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pounded 50 on your Altel cell phone. Wonder what else will happen this morning.
Problems?
A little bit. But it's all right. It's all right. It's fine.
Let me guess. Computer problem.
Computer problem.
Anybody
here knows how to do anything with computer?
I have no idea.
I know nothing.
That's your only German.
We want to hear from you about your ideas of web addiction. Do you know anybody that is web addicted, addicted to the web, or are you? Or better yet, anything that you found out that you can do to solve the problem. We want to hear from you. 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Altel cell phone, and these are free calls. With us in the studio is Jim Duffy. He's co-hosting today, sitting in for Larry. Jim Duffy, by the way, owns
that would be
Take Note
Computer Consulting. Thank you. Have a nice day.
What is this exactly, Jim?
What
is Take Note?
That's a microphone. You talk into it. Take Note. We are a database consulting firm here in the Triangle, specializing in Visual Fox Pro. That's part of the Microsoft Visual Studio suite. Do training and development. That's about it.
That's it.
Pretend like we know what we're doing.
Come on.
Sit around, look good, stare at the screen, be web addicted.
You travel the world. You've been published in numerous magazines.
Yes, this is true. Speak at conferences and all that mumbo jumbo.
Yeah. Next. Oh, is that what you speak? Mumbo jumbo?
Mumbo jumbo. That's
can we hear some mumbo jumbo?
How about Igpe Atenle? Who ye Igpe Atenle?
Okay.
As good as you get. Mumbo jumbo is a copyrighted term. I'm sorry. I'd be in violation.
Oh, I see. Okay. So never. Don't do that. Don't do it.
Can't do mumbo jumbo.
Don't do it.
Igpe Atenle Eshe. One mumbo jumbo. So we're still waiting for the web addicts, right? You know what the problem
is? Wait for the web. Do you speak Chinese too?
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
You know what the problem is? Is they're addicted to their computers. They don't have the radio on. And they're like...
That's true. They're right on the web. Oh, boy.
Now, if they go out to WWW850 The Buzz, they can't be hearing us?
No, not yet. No, not at all.
So
working on it.
How about if we talk real loud?
And open the windows.
Will that, like, turn the radio on for us? Hey, you! Get away from that keyboard! Turn on your radio! Wrong station.
That's true. The addicts are probably sitting there on the computer, not listening to the radio. If you know an addict, please give him a call and tell him to turn the radio on. I raced through the steps how to plug in that security hole in IE5. But here it is again. Within IE5, you select the Tools pull-down menu, and you click on Internet Options. Then you select the Internet Zone, and click on the custom level button. Next, look for the scripting heading and select the disable setting for active scripting and click OK twice. That should fix it so you will not be, you not get bitten.
Exposed?
Exposed. Expose your data. Ooh. Ooh.
Not going there.
You're
going
to get me in trouble, Jim.
Not going there.
No. But that's what you can do in order to stop websites, malicious website webmasters, from getting into your computer, and you will voluntarily just, I mean, it's a computer. It says, yes, sir. They get a command, says, send me those files, and say, yes, sir, here they are, and your files are gone. Every now and then you need to you see, that's the days that of external modems. Using a router now at home that has lights on it, it's external. Every now and then you see that that there's a lot of traffic, but you're not doing anything. And that's kind of, oh, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
And what you can do right there and then is just reach over and switch it off. Drop your connection, that's fine. And start it again. I don't pretend to know what the problem is, but it's obviously nothing is coming in because you don't see anything on the screen anyway, and something must be going out. What is going out? I have no idea.
It could be coming in.
You would see the hard drive going, well, no.
Graphics or something coming down to the browser or something like that.
Not after it says done, though.
Well, okay.
It shouldn't. Am I right?
Yeah, if it says done, obviously the page has come down and the lights are still flashing.
It keeps on going and going and going, so that's...
Oh, your modem's addicted to the web. The modem's addicted. It's out surfing on its own. That's what's going on.
Intelligent modem.
It's that 3Com page going, dude, man, I need some more upgrades, man. Send me some firmware, man.
860-0850, star at 50 on your Bell's mobility DCS phone, pound at 50 on your Altel cell phone, and these are free calls. We pay for them. We want to hear from you. What are your thoughts about web addiction? Everybody must be sleeping this morning. That's what's going on.
No, it's just me.
It's nice weather. No, it's not.
It's me.
No, it's not.
It's me. Self-crushed.
Tomorrow there's a job fair here in Raleigh.
This is a good thing.
And we're going to have Terry Schultz from Network Events calling at 9 o'clock and talk to her about it.
Is she a web addict?
She's not a web addict.
We could ask.
She's a job addict. She helps you get jobs.
Work addict. I try to stay away from that as much as I can.
Do you do that?
Work? Not much.
Didn't think so.
I try not to. Have fun, but you know, working is fun.
You were still teaching Foxport.
Yes.
And I know we talked about it before that it the demand for it, or people were thinking that it's going away.
Mm-hmm.
And you explained that for a while it was, but suddenly it kind of like was coming back.
Microsoft has never been the great proponent of their own tool.
Mm-hmm.
It's included in Visual Studio. It's part of their development platform. It's supported under Windows NT and the new Windows 2000. It builds COM objects. It does everything that the other tools do. Microsoft just doesn't really promote it and advertise it real well. We've seen an upsurge in the last 6-8 months in Visual Studio use and obviously Visual Foxport use. Training classes are full.
Mm-hmm.
Consulting work is piling up. I can't complain. And it's funny when we talk about the job fair and all that stuff. A friend of mine is moving back into town and asked me, oh, what are the Visual Fox Pro job opportunities in the Triangle? And I said, honestly, not that big because there aren't a lot of companies in the Triangle who are using Visual Fox Pro. But nationwide, there's a real shortage of qualified Visual Fox Pro programmers. Because a lot of people who were Fox Pro 2.6 developers never really got a handle on Visual Fox Pro, bailed, went to Visual Basic or to Access or wherever else they went, now there's a real shortage of qualified Visual Fox Pro programmers. So I'll tell people, is there a market here locally for a job? Maybe or maybe not. But is there a nationwide opportunity? Oh, sure. Oh, but I don't want to relocate. I like it here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of telecommuting jobs. People are looking for contractors who can just do the work, email the files away.
Right. You don't need to go and sit in an office.
Yeah, you don't need to be somewhere. So, yeah, there's definitely a market for Visual Fox Pro contract work.
Is there a place where people can find these jobs that you know?
A good place is up on the Fox Forum. That's www.foxforum. That's FOXFORUM.com. There's also a site called the Universal Thread, spelled just like it sounds, UniversalThread, UniversalThread.com. Those are the two premier Visual Fox Pro sites on the web. You post up there, I'm looking for some work. There's also job postings up there as well.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find something. If you're good, there's work. There's no shortage of work right now.
And so you see Visual Fox Pro getting stronger?
Oh, yeah. The next release of Visual Studio, Visual Studio 7, which I don't personally know when will be available, will include Visual Basic 7, Visual C7, Visual Fox Pro 7. So they're continuing to upgrade and enhance the product as well as the rest of Visual Studio line. So it's...
Why doesn't Microsoft...
Because Microsoft pushes Visual Basic very big.
Okay.
Bill likes Basic. VB is everywhere. It's the macro language for Word. It's the macro language for Excel. It's the language of Access. It's the language of VB Script.
Is it a better programming language and that's why it is? Or it's because it's easier and he could find more programmers to do that?
VB is better at some things than Fox Pro is, but Fox Pro is better than VB at a lot of things. When it comes to data manipulation, data crunching, string manipulation, data, Fox is a lot better and faster than Visual Basic is. VB is better in the user interface department, with ActiveX controls, all that really cool UI stuff mm-hmm. that you can do in Fox, but VB tends to be a bit more tested in the ActiveX market. If I'm looking at a new ActiveX control that I've developed, here's my new ActiveX control. I'm going to give this to all the developers in the world. I'm going to test it in Visual Basic, and I'm going to test it in Visual C. And if it works in those two environments, away it goes. And when Visual Fox Pro gets a hold of it, Visual Fox supports ActiveX controls, but adheres very strictly to the rules of how an ActiveX control should work. And if it doesn't work the way it absolutely supposed to work, then it won't work within Visual Fox, where VB and Visual C are much more lenient in people breaking the rules. Yes,
mm-hmm.
exactly. But that's a rare occurrence. I mean, it's an ActiveX control usually works just fine inside of Visual Fox Pro. VB, even better, and VC, even better.
Okay. All right, we'll talk about this some more when we come back.
After they wake up,
we'll take your calls, too. After they wake up, yeah.
from my dull diatribe there? Didn't even make them laugh at all.
You did. I can hear it. Can't you hear it in the background?
The radio is not a visual medium. Trust me, they're not laughing.
And your calls are coming up next right here on Sports Radio 850. The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850. The Buzz. Our number is 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobile to DCS phone, pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone, and these are free calls. And just stay tuned. We don't know when we're going to take our next break. We're going to take it pretty soon, though. We want to talk to you about web addiction. I still didn't hear even one caller talking about web addiction.
Because it doesn't exist. Because knowing the vast audience that we're reaching right now.
Yeah.
If it existed, somebody out there would have.
Somebody would have called.
Yes, because the doctor is here, ready to help them.
So you're saying that it's... So I have a very... invalid subject to talk about?
No, you just have a very normal, well-adjusted audience.
Should we talk about UFOs and see who met you?
I was
abductions? Not abductions. We're talking about addiction.
I was abducted, man, and they had a web, man. It was not good. I was surfing on planet Mars, man. Is there an internet on Pluto? I don't know.
You don't know?
I have no idea. Never been there. Now, if we get somebody who calls and says, I've been to Pluto.
Yeah?
now we have a problem.
Okay, is anybody who's been, look what we're getting into now. No, they're talking about problems with people who are staying on the computers, on their computer surfing for hours and hours, and people getting divorced because of it, people getting away from home, getting lured away from home due to the web. And
kids' grades suffering. Kids,
oh, big time, big time. It can help the kids, and it can also hurt big time. Yep. But we want to hear from you.
Yeah, you.
Yeah,
on the
you.
Street.
Right.
You know who I'm talking to. Pick up that cell phone.
We want to hear from you. 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, or pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone. If you're in your car, driving around, these are free calls. We pay for them. And we're going to take them. And answer them right here after this on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Our number is again 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone. And these are free calls. And we're talking, Jim and me are talking about web addiction and other stuff. We're waiting to hear from you what your opinion or thoughts or experiences with web addicts or the web addiction syndrome. You know anybody who sits there until the wee hours of the morning surfing just for the sake of surfing, chatting, just living in the computer? You do? I know you do. Who?
That would be me. No. I'm addicted, man. Are you a doctor? Can you help me?
It is not. It's not something to laugh about. In many cases, people are losing their jobs. They're losing their marriage.
And the problem? Terrible. I should.
Yeah.
Shouldn't make jokes like that.
Kids are failing in school. Kids are lured away from home. So it can be a big problem. It is a big problem. But how do you deal with that? How do you make sure that surfing the net is not becoming a problem? You know, there's, like, for kids in school, the web is important for work,
mm-hmm.
for projects. I like what one of the teachers last year did with Hannah at school. It was, you were supposed to research the web and books, and you were supposed to say what came from books and what came from the web, which is nice because, I mean, books are still going to be there. Books are not going anywhere. And when you learn to do that, this takes you away from the computer. I was worried that Hannah would get into it and start doing things that I didn't want her to do with the computer because it's available and it's, you know, open all the time. I'm having a hard time getting her to check her email now. I mean, you know, she goes in, she looks at her email, and she leaves.
Life at the dinner table.
It's great, yeah.
So,
it's
Hannah,
great.
Did you check your mail today? I sent you three messages. No, Dad, I didn't. Could you tell me about it? No, check your mail. Dad, can't we just talk? No, I sent you an email. There's an attachment on it. Goes into an entire diatribe of what I want to talk to you about. Go read your email. But, Dad, read your email. My wife and I, Christine, we send email all the time. I mean, sitting in the office, bang, get something back.
And she's on the other side.
Yeah, and the reply back, if I'm in the middle of a thought, I'm like, oh, I really don't want to get into a conversation here. I just need to ask a question. Boom, and I just keep working.
And it works.
Another problem about web addiction is the problem of getting people to call.
To get them to listen.
That's even better.
So they will call.
That's even better.
All right. We need to go pay the bill one more time. And we'll take your calls right after this, right here on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 99 on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Thank you, Ted, for making everything work. Thank you very much. Our number is 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pounded 50 on your Alltel cell phone. And these are free calls. We pay for them. And this past hour, we talked and we tried to get you to call in and talk about web addiction.
Doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist.
The problem doesn't exist.
People are voting with their...
Or not voting. With their phones. I tried to get through, but I was addicted, man. I couldn't let go of the mouse.
It doesn't. It doesn't exist. So fine.
What hand do you dial the phone
fine.
With? When you make a phone call, what hand do you dial the phone
right.
with? And what hand do you use on the mouse?
Right and left.
Most of the time, you use your right hand on the mouse.
Yes.
So if your right hand's on the mouse, you're addicted, man. You can't let go. You can't dial the phone.
That's true.
That's the problem. We understand you're out there.
Voice recognition.
Yeah. Dial 850 the buzz.
8600. Let's see who's going to call in and talk about web addiction. 8600850 star 850 on your Bell cell phone, built DCS phone, pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone, and these are free calls. Let's see if somebody will call in and mention web addiction. Let's see. Come on.
And to the first 25 callers.
Watch it. Watch it.
I just said to the first 25 callers. I'll say hello.
Okay. You can say hello to Jim Duffy.
Yeah.
Take over computer consulting.
Now, there's an offer that people will refuse.
They cannot refuse.
Oh, they will. Trust me.
Somebody listened and tried to help.
Faith in your audience.
Yep. You got to have it. You got to have it.
I don't know where she is, but Faith is in your audience. She's a very sweet girl.
She is very nice. She's very nice.
Maybe she'll call.
Yeah. Good morning, Greg. Greg? No, that wasn't supposed to happen. That was not supposed to happen.
That was Greg.
That was Greg?
He sounded just like the ticker.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
I think do we lose Greg?
It looks like we did, yeah.
Here on the Comedy of Errors Sports Network.
And I have no idea what happened there, but hey, Ted is here and he's going to fix it.
Let me guess.
Maybe Greg will call back.
Computer problem.
That is very interesting. I'm telling you, computers?
Nothing but trouble.
Can't live without them, though.
Greg, call us back. I know you're out
can't
there.
Live with,
I know
can't
you need help, Greg.
Them. Can't live without him.
You can't go it alone, Greg. I know you're there. Talk to me. Come on, buddy. Dial that phone. Come, baby. Come,
did you hear about where is it?
About where is it? No, I haven't heard about that. Is it a new webpage? Whereisit.com?
No.
While you're looking for
I was looking for something here that I wasn't prepared for this.
I can bail you out. Searching for domain names for a new software company
here,
that we're starting.
Here.
Oh, he's got something.
A new test promises to unearth the computer geek in all of us.
I'm earthed.
The Virginia Foundation for Independent Colleges has developed a new computer proficiency test that tech firms are considering for testing job applicants.
Mm-hmm.
The test, called TechXAM, is designed to determine the computer proficiency of those who have not studied engineering or computer science. John Pass, IBM's team leader of testing and assessment, said IBM is impressed by the test's ability to determine an applicant's technology savvy. IBM could begin administrating the test in the next few months, hoping that finding liberal art majors with a knack for C++ will provide an edge in the increasingly competitive IT job market. So they're going to have to run a test.
Can I get Cliff Notes for that test? is it an open book?
Liberal arts with C++.
It's an open book test? How about an open neighbor test? I always did well on those.
Open neighbor.
Yes. Just move your arm. I can't see your paper man. Is that a C or a Q? Move your hand.
But in reality, I mean, to find there's a lot of people there who may have a knack.
A proficiency, yes.
For that, and they will never go in that direction. They'll go in a completely different direction and probably be miserable for the rest of their life. And maybe this will kind of like, hey, let me try this. Wow.
All because of an aversion to a piece of masking tape on the middle of their glasses.
That's possible.
You know, can't look the geek look. Can't go that way.
Duct tape.
No. masking tape. Right in the middle of the glasses. The bridge of the glasses. Masking tape.
Guess what? We managed to get an hour to go away. So, your calls are coming up next in the next hour, right here on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz.